Welcome to the Federation of Optical Talent. Today I'd like to talk about something that matters more than qualifications, job titles, or even experience. The skills that make people valuable. Because the world of work is changing rapidly. Technology is evolving. Roles are changing. Expectations are shifting. And whilst technical knowledge will always matter, employers are increasingly looking for something else. The skills that can't easily be automated. The skills that make people adaptable, influential, and capable of thriving in almost any environment. Let's explore 10 of the most important. The first is adaptability. The ability to embrace change rather than resist it. Every industry changes. Every workplace evolves. Every role develops over time. The people who struggle are often the people trying to hold on to the way things used to be. The people who succeed are usually those willing to learn, adjust, and grow. Adaptability isn't about knowing everything. It's about being willing to learn anything. The second skill is leadership. And before you switch off and think, I'm not a manager, let me stop you there. Leadership is not a job title. It's a behavior. It's taking responsibility, showing initiative, supporting others, setting standards, and influencing people positively. Some of the strongest leaders never manage a team. They simply lead through their actions. The third skill is teamwork. No matter how talented you are, your ability to work well with others matters.
Great teams are built on trust, communication, reliability, and mutual respect. The people who progress furthest are often those who make life easier for the people around them, not harder. The fourth skill is creativity. Now, creativity isn't about being artistic. It's about solving problems, finding better ways, asking different questions, seeing possibilities that others miss. In a world where many routine tasks can be automated, creative thinking becomes increasingly valuable. The fifth skill is emotional intelligence. This is one of the most important skills you'll ever develop. It's the ability to understand yourself, manage your emotions, read situations, and communicate effectively with other people. Emotional intelligence helps you handle pressure, build relationships, navigate conflict, and become somebody others enjoy working with. The sixth skill is decision-making. Many people spend their lives waiting for certainty. The challenge is that certainty rarely arrives. Strong professionals gather information, assess options, make decisions, and learn from the outcome. They understand that indecision often carries its own risks. Progress usually requires action. The seventh skill is managing your time and attention. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. The people who succeed are often the people who can focus, who can prioritize, who can identify what matters most and give it their attention. Productivity isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters. The eighth skill is communication. The ability to clearly express ideas, ask good questions, listen properly, and build understanding. Many talented people remain unnoticed because they struggle to communicate their value. The ability to communicate well can transform careers. The ninth skill is service. Whether you're dealing with patients, colleagues, customers, suppliers, or managers, understanding other people's needs matters. People remember how you make them feel. They remember those who help them, support them, and make their lives easier. The final skill is negotiation. Negotiation isn't about winning arguments. It's about finding solutions, finding common ground, understanding different perspectives, and creating outcomes that work for everyone involved. It's a skill that influences salaries, promotions, relationships, opportunities, and countless everyday conversations. Now, here's the interesting thing. None of these skills are fixed. You don't either have them or not have them. They can all be developed, improved, strengthened, practiced. That's good news, because it means your future is not determined by where you are today. It's influenced by who you're willing to become. Before we finish, I'd like you to think about three questions. Which of these skills is currently your greatest strength? Which one would have the biggest impact on your career if you improved it?
And what one thing could you do this week to start developing it?
Because careers don't just grow through experience, they grow through personal development. The more valuable you become, the more opportunities tend to appear. Thank you for listening. This is the Federation of Optical Talent, helping optical professionals develop the skills, confidence, and capabilities needed to thrive in a changing world.